Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Most like I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. Then I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. 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 Yeah. First thing first, I love all my hitters. This rap, 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 and I involve my hitters. You're looking for some rain, let me call my hitters. He's selling for the high, I need all my new some. You smoke, some. You drink, drink. Guys on the block with that bit on thing. That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't mine, yeah. He tripping off a bubble, no. Bye.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is George B. Waiting for Pedro to call in. Tyler, your mic's live. Can you hear me, buddy?
Yeah, you got me?
I got you. Did you throw the one up or not, man?
No.
I just sent you live. I seen your number on there, so if you could talk with me while we're waiting.
Right on.
There's a lot of heat going on. Getting 2 weeks out.
For sure. Shit's definitely getting where we need it.
There's quite a few callers on the line. Hopefully. Looks like Pedro just got on, so we'll let him go live. Pedro.
Welcome to Days of Our Lives. Young and the Restless.
Hey, I don't mean to cut you off, but we got another one with a hand up already, so I'm going to let them go live too, Pedro.
Let them go.
7290, your mic's live. Who do we got?
Hey, is this Big George?
This is.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Derek down here in Quincy.
What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. You like that Another One Bites the Dust group, huh?
Yeah, no, it's just background music, man.
Yeah, I got me a pretty good group down here too. I think everybody up there is about to find out who they are.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's called the Gap Band, baby.
We never met them.
Yeah. Well, you bring them on up here, and we'll show you. We'll drop a bomb on you.
we're gonna see what all these Illinois guys can do against them Iowa guys.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of dumb hillbillies, though, so just don't forget that. But, what's up, man? What's going on? Did you find yourself a race yet?
Nope, nothing yet. Just with the old Batwood Mustang.
What
you do for me, Derek?
Hey, Pedro, I'm going to tell you, I need two in the hit from you.
And shit, a lie.
Hey, what you and old Pizzy got going?
I don't know. We're supposed to be locked in if he get on the premises.
That's what I hear.
He's supposed to be there. He's going everywhere else. I don't see why he wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Does anybody know anything about the old beater bomb thing?
I tell you, we've asked him if he's coming. One second, guys.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah.
How you still got that Malibu, right?
Yes, sir.
Big tire, one kit, or you prefer to run on motor? How you prefer to run?
Honestly, I'm a lot more comfortable with the motor situation because we haven't done much testing with the whole nitrous thing yet.
I tell you what I do. We got two cars here. We got a big tire Chevelle, like 71 or 72. And he's another one that prefer motor.
Okay.
Or we got a 68 Camaro on a 29.5/10.5.
Yeah, I think I'm supposed to stay away from that Camaro, I think.
Why?
I don't know. I just hear it's a rocket ship.
Who told you that?
I'm scared of them first-gen cars.
Well, fuck it. We'll try you with this Chevelle.
Huh?
We'll try you with this Chevelle if you give us a little real estate.
I don't know about that.
Man, a big old heavy Chevelle.
Hell, my car ain't light.
This dude here, he's just really getting his car out. He's made, I think, two hits on it. No nitrous passes in the last 4 years.
Right.
But he
barely made
really
any full passes at all in the last 4 years.
And he really preferred to run on motor.
Yep.
And I think if you let him tear up out of there, we can make something happen.
Big block or small block car?
It's a cast iron big block with a cast intake, single carburetor.
I mean, I tell you what, just for the heck of it, I mean, I'm single carburetor and everything too. I mean, just for the heck of it, I'll probably try something just heads up to like 100 or something.
Hey guys, I just want to give you a little update. Chris just sent me a message on Facebook, and I don't think we're gonna see Peasy's car at the track on the 29th. So
really,
I don't think so. It ain't looking too pretty by what I'm looking at. I won't go into details or anything, but what I'm looking at, it don't look good. So.
What is he scared of old Pedro's big old El Cachino or what?
No, I think he hurt his motor.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good excuse.
No, I'm looking at it right now, so.
No, I mean, I'm not being smart ass. I mean, that's really a good excuse. I mean, that's a good reason, you know.
Yeah. Hey, I got some more hands up, so I'm gonna let you go live.
Fire them up.
7052, that's you. Go ahead.
You know who this is.
Who?
Is that little Al Nobby?
No, that ain't little Al Nobby.
Oh.
What you got for me, Pedro?
Hard digging bubblegum.
That's what I figured.
Fresh out of bubblegum.
Is this Days of Our Lives?
Yeah.
Is it? You know who this is?
Yeah, I know who this is.
Who is it?
You like sitting in my lap talking about the first thing to come up.
Who is it? Uh-huh.
It's Eddie B.
Hey, we got another one
what,
too.
What do you got for me, Pedro?
I just told you what I got for you.
Bubble gum? I don't want no bubble gum.
Oh, I wasn't giving away no bubble gum. I'm out of it.
What you giving away?
Hard dicks.
If you don't want no bacon, I guess you want this sausage.
You taking your car up there on the 29th, Pedro?
I can't see why I wouldn't.
You want to lock in with me?
I can't do nothing with you.
Okay.
But I will lock you in.
For what?
You remember that race like you had with Dennis? I got a Gixxer I lock you in with to the 8th.
I ain't racing no bikes. Hey, I tell you what, you want to lock in with a bike, then I'll get a bike. You want to do that?
I thought this was grudge racing. Any two vehicles can race.
That's right. Oh, that's fine. You want to lock in with a bike? That's fine. How much? I'll bring a bike.
Bring one.
I don't want to lock in with no bike. I want to lock in with a car. I want to lock in with you.
Well, what you offering?
I'm not offering. Heads up to the 8th. Run with your bronc. You know what junk runs, or you think you do.
Well, what I think you run is too fast for me.
How about the rest of the guys?
Well, I'm sure it's going to be something there to entertain you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I promise you.
I thought you and me were going to race before the year was over with.
The year, this August 29th, not October 29th, baby.
Yeah, but after August 29th, the year's over for me. That peanut motor's coming out of that car. You know that.
It would be in your best interest to pull it out.
You say. Hey, Pedro.
It would be in your best interest.
Hey, you got the easy part over with.
We both do.
Well, I'll run you heads up to the 8th for $500. You want to do it?
You won that race.
What?
You already won that race. I can't win that.
Okay, that's fine.
But turn me loose today.
I ain't turning shit loose. You know what I got in my car? That motor is any fucking smaller than being my golf cart.
Hey. Don't that motor run good in your car?
Hey, if that motor was any smaller, it'd be in my golf cart.
Didn't you have a bigger one?
What's that?
Didn't you have a bigger motor in Blackie?
Yeah, and Blackie weighed 3,685 pounds.
Oh, okay. If you wanted a bigger motor, you'd have built you one. You built that one.
I built that one on a budget.
Well, your budget a little better than mine.
Trust me, the next motor's not on a budget.
Oh, well, see, there you go. I ain't no Indian, but I know war talk when I hear.
Well, you're the chief.
So Pedro, what are you saying? Pedro, what are you saying, Pedro? We not racing or what?
Yeah, we'll race if you make it right. I can't outrun your head up, Eddie B. So ain't no sense in it. I can't. What I'm supposed to do? You supposed to hype me up on this show and make me say, yeah, I'll run you for $500. I can't beat you head up. If I got something to give you, I just walk up to you and fold it up and say, hey, Eddie, put this in your pocket.
No, but you were supposed to race this year.
I don't want you to give it to me. Pedro, I don't want you to give it to me. I want to earn it.
Well, you ain't trying to earn it. You want me to give it to you if you want me to run your head up.
I know what's in that car of yours. That race is for you to win.
No,
that's your race.
I
should just say, hey, send me your PayPal address. I'll just PayPal you the money.
No, don't worry about that. I can't outrun you, Eddie B. Your shit too fast, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I got some more numbers wanting to go live. One
live.
You're live. Who do we got?
What was the number?
Who do we got on the line? They must have threw the one up on accident. I'll mute them. All right, well, back on subject.
Yeah, Eddie B, I'll lock you in for 500 heads up to the eighth.
With your car?
Nope. I got a car just like you.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to bring another car too then.
I said I got one that fits just like you.
And I'm going to bring one. I'll bring another one that fits just like mine too.
I was going to just go on and lock George in with you.
What?
Oh, but I forgot. We done seen that movie three times already.
That's okay. Hey. You can talk all the smack you want. It don't bother me any. You got to remember, that's family. He got where he is today because of me, so you can talk all the shit you want about that.
But I just
don't
was
ever
thinking, you know, that movie, watching that is just like having your TV on DVR.
Don't ever forget, Pedro, don't ever forget how George got where he is today. Okay?
I understand all that, Eddie B.
I'm saying my car against your car. Heads up to the eighth for 500.
I can't win that race, Eddie B.
All right, that's fine. We'll drop it then.
But wait a minute. You guys said that you're going to race this year, though. I've seen you sit on his lap, though.
I was sitting on his lap.
Say what?
I was sitting on your lap that day, remember?
Yeah.
Santa Claus.
And Santa Claus going to bring you a present.
I don't need a present. Hey, I earn everything I got.
I hear you. Just be a good boy because you might open that sack and it becomes cold.
So, what do we got going on? Let's talk about the next 2 weeks and what's about to go down, Pedro.
More drama.
No more drama. We ain't having no more drama. We putting drama behind us. We gonna be sucker free.
You think? I hope so.
I hope so too. I hope that
everybody
can get along and this shit go along good.
That's how it should be.
But I did want to let everybody know that we have John Ford the Third coming in to shoot photos for us that day. And if anybody's been following any drag racing, you know he's a hell of a photographer. He's everywhere. We could possibly have Willie Dog on the mic hyping things up. And boy, if you get beat, you're going to get talked about bad. So all you Bears better really be Bears that day.
So who are some of the major players that are supposed to be coming?
We got some guys out of Chicago coming in here, Three Lug, Big Drag, Ground and Pound possibly, East Side Stranglers. I just got a call tonight from a guy from Chicago with a car by the, he said they call it Section 8. Got some guys out of Texas. You might have seen him on YouTube. They call him King B. He was also on Street Outlaws. He outran Monza on Street Outlaws.
So I thought that's a for sure thing, right?
Yeah. There's there's videos on Facebook that he made. You know, Satan, he would be here, and I spoke with him personally. We got guys supposed to be coming out of California, bringing some cars out of PC Performance. Mississippi will be here. Guys out of Wisconsin, Minnesota. It should be a nice show. I really hope we put grudge.
You know what?
In.
We got to pray for good weather.
Yeah, that's the next thing we really have to worry about is the weather. And hopefully, Father Nature get all that out of the way because it's supposed to rain every day this week.
There's not a rain date scheduled for this race, correct?
No.
No.
Okay. All right.
Well, if it rains, it looks like everybody dodged a bullet.
Or if you let it cloud up and look like it's going to rain, Eddie B going to be the first motherfucker I call out.
Hey, I reach your ass in the rain.
Hold on, Eddie B. I throw some steamrollers on that motherfucker.
Shit. Well,
all right.
Here's what I think, and I'm just gonna put it out there. I think we need to put all the fucking drama and all the bullshit behind us, and we all need to fucking show up and represent and fucking race and be done with it.
Well, that's what I hope is the deal now. I hope that everybody got everything off their chest the last couple of days, and that the shit can go back like it's supposed to be.
Exactly. I mean, you know,
anybody. Take it out at the tree.
Well, here's my thing. We got all these cars, all these states coming in, and regardless, we have to unite as one, as Iowa, when they're coming in from out of town like that. So
exactly, you got to take all our major players and all the and all the players that aren't major players and put them all together and represent. That's what you got to do.
Hell, Eddie B, you're the only major player we got.
Shit.
What was he playing? Fucking Pokemon?
Shit, dude. If my car was any fucking, if my car was any slower, wouldn't even be moving.
I hear you.
Shit. Anybody else out there want to talk? Throw your one up. We do a show here.
Let me look at this phone number and see if you see it, George. Let me go back and look. Okay.
You give me the last four.
The last four would be 2878.
No, I'm not seeing it.
Okay, what about a 3444?
No, not seeing that either. But
Why don't you try to call that
Wait,
number?
I do see that. I do see that one, 3444.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure he was on. That's for you.
So, he's on, but he's not live. But
okay.
Why don't you talk about what Fred's going to be doing on the 29th?
Fred gonna be getting his ass whooped by me. That's what Fred gonna be doing. Then he's gonna go over there and barbecue.
He told me he's gonna split your wig like a beauty shop.
Well, boy, if he split that motherfucker any worse than he split it the other week, you have the sandwich bags there to put my brains in. Hey, George, I'm we left that line, and I know how good Fred's car usually leaves. When we got a little past the 60-foot, I looked over and didn't see him. I said to myself, I said, boy, this green motherfucker running now. I got down by the motherfucking almost to the 8th, and he pulled the skin off my ass.
Like a fucking, like a white-tailed deer, huh?
He dehided me.
Who raced? Fred and you raced?
Yeah.
And Fred won?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's because Fred's a bad motherfucker. That's why.
Hey, George.
Hey.
Didn't you say there was a road right there next to the track that we could get a little street action going?
Maybe if the Beater Bomb shows in town, the rest of us, we're men. We race on the track.
Oh, right on. I say I wouldn't mind trying to lock something in with your dad on the street.
It ain't a street car. I tell you what, we'll run you on the street with that car, but we're gonna go back to the track and run you double or nothing afterwards.
I can't do that.
Hey, the old man don't race on the street. He's got too much to lose.
Hey, I respect that. I just got these big old steamrollers and they seem to work okay on the street.
Hey, Pedro.
Yeah.
What about that Chevelle? That's a big ass tire on that thing.
Yeah, but that dude ain't going out on the street. Shit, we gonna be right. We don't win the motherfucking drag strip to race on. You look like a goddamn fool going out on the street to race.
Pedro, I told you I might lock something in with him heads up on the track.
Yeah, if you're racing, that's where to be.
I can't give him nothing though.
When you see it, you will. It's ugly. We call it Frankenstein.
Wait till you see this thing. I hope you guys think. If you got any mosquitoes up there, they'll be gone. I promise.
Bring that motherfucker by my house one evening. I can't even sit on my step no more. Mosquitoes eat your ass up.
Well. I'd like to try to lock in with somebody right off the trailer. No testing, no nothing, just right off the trailer.
I'm here.
I know you're there. Hey, Eddie, if Pedro's scared of you, I have to be really scared of you.
Pedro's not scared. He's talking shit.
Well, he's talking the correct shit because I'm backing down.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We got another, not the little blue Mustang that George got, but we got another, an older guy. He's from Cedar Rapids. He got a blue Mustang. It almost looks like George's, but they ain't. We'll run you with that head up off the trailer.
Is it a motor?
Who are you talking about?
Is it a motor car or what?
Well, I think he got a 16 plate on it.
Hold on. Say that again. You're cutting out.
It's a small block car. It's got a LS motor in it. It's a small block, stock bottom end. And it's on a small tire. If you run straight off the trailer, not.
You said it's on one stage.
Yep. Now you get on motor and let him shoot, and we'll try you straight off the trailer.
Oh, hell no. No way. Forget it.
It's a street car, man. He's going to drive it in there.
Mine's a street car, too.
But you ain't going to drive it to the truck.
Well, no, I can't drive it 3.5 hours.
Nah.
Boy, looking for something soft. They must got some easy pickings down there in Quad.
Hey, Pedro, I'm driving 3.5 hours to give Iowa my money. And we appreciate it.
Okay,
I know.
George,
I told you, I'll take the hit from you. We'll bet 100 right off the trailer.
This is what I got for you.
I take that race.
I tell you what.
Eddie
B, quiet.
I take that race.
Eddie B.
I'll
take the hit to the A for 100 right off the trailer.
Yeah, I take that.
Okay, you got it. You got 2 weeks of testing. Test up.
I don't need to test. My car's tested. My car hooks in a sandbox.
I wish mine did.
Yeah, I take
that. I tell you what, Derek. I got a full weight, full interior F-body on a 26-inch radio.
Heads up.
What would you give us to go off the trailer?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not asking necessarily what it is, but I mean, you say full weight. It could be a big block car, small block car, an LS car.
It's got an LS motor in it.
It's an LS motor with a set of heads and a
dot Q.
That's it.
Dot Q.
No power adder.
It's got a plate on it.
I'm gonna think about that one.
It sits on a 26-inch radio. Full weight, full everything.
Derek, what do you got, that G-body?
Yeah, that old busted down Malibu, man.
The dark colored one, the black one?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
It's wrapped. Hey, it's wrapped in vinyl because I can't afford paint.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to give you the hit to the eight.
Yep.
I take that race.
Run what we broke.
Oh, that's fine. I don't care.
I mean,
I'll
tell you what mine is. It's a BBC with a one stage on it. That's it.
Okay.
I'll tell you
George,
what mine
not,
is. Mine's,
hey,
mine's
George,
a peanut
butter with one kit.
Hey, I wasn't lying to you, man. It's a wore-out big block Chevrolet with a baby hit on it and 3-year-old flicks.
I'm willing to bet you money my motor is small. It is probably less cubic inch than half of yours.
That's a bet. I'll bet that. What do you want to bet?
I wouldn't bet you. I wouldn't bet that.
I mean, hold on. Let me think about this for a minute. Yeah, let me think about this.
Man, you better go to bed because you're going to talk to
yeah. Now, you know what, Derek? I better not take I figured that wrong. Forget it.
Yeah, because if that was the case, you'd have to have less than 250 inches.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got goddamn 700 and some inches.
That's
okay.
That's what I'm saying. That big Ford small block in there.
Derek, I'll take
Ford
that race. Yeah, I'll take that race. I don't care.
Right off the George. Hey, right off the trailer.
Well, y'all want me to write this down?
Write it down.
Hey, use your red pen, will you?
Hey, right off the trailer for 100. Run what you brung to the eighth. I get the hit.
Run what you brung?
Hit.
Oh yeah. How much you want to lock that in for?
Well, I'm racing the business coupe.
Oh, you want the business coupe?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you wanted the old man.
Well, which one
no,
you want?
No, I said, George, your car.
Oh, no, man. I can't do that.
Wait a minute. Are you going to race? Huh? Are you going to race George or race me?
I'm racing your boy.
Oh, I can't do that. Ain't that dumb. Yeah, you can let him do it, but I ain't doing it.
I'm dumb.
I'm gonna hit your ass.
Hey, I gotta ask, is anybody else gonna chime in or what?
Chime in on what?
There's 17 callers on the line and only 3 people talking. I don't know if everybody's in the bushes or what's going on. A lot of here in a minute I'm gonna drive and get some fucking clippers.
Honestly,
just,
all I hear is crickets.
I'm just sitting back here listening to these abnormal grudge racers taking these races.
Yeah, Derek, you want to do something? Derek, here's the problem. Here's the problem with me.
What's that? Go ahead, buddy.
I have put so much time and effort into this whole deal that it's not about me. It's about
right.
you guys.
Hey, and I'll tell you what, man. I swear to you, down here in my area, your guys' event is the talk of the town, man. It's going to be the shit. I'm telling you.
My goal on that day is to provide a good racing surface and a good, smooth running event. That's all I'm doing. I mean, my car will be there, but it's going to come. It ain't. You ain't going to see it make no. If it makes a run, it's going to be after 9 o'clock.
Dude, Georgie's gonna have those big red ropes like you find at the movie theater around his car. It's gonna be on display.
No, but I mean, I'm dead serious. It's not about me. It's about you guys.
Right. Like I said, man, it's the talk of the town down here. I mean, we got a few cars coming up, and definitely some spectators even just to come and watch. You know.
Yeah, that's good. I really want to pack the house and show.
That's my thing. I mean, really, I don't know how often it's done around your guys' area, stuff like this. But I mean, we don't have nothing like this around our area.
Well, this is our first. I'll be completely honest with you. This is our first time doing a race like this. But really, it's because of the track. I mean, the track got new ownership 2 years ago. And
they're
the type of owners that they're not going to turn anything down. You know, before they didn't give the Grudge guys or Small Tire guys the time of day.
Right.
And the new owners have a completely opposite attitude. So, I mean, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have a track to do it at. So, I mean, we got other tracks, but this track is fitting for what we're doing. Don't you think, Pedro?
Yeah.
Our area is loaded with track racers, and that's it. Bracket racers, that's all we have down here.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah.
All right, I got another option for you. Got a small block. Mustang. No nitrous. On a 28-inch tire. Will you turn it loose in the eighth?
Small block. No power adder, 28-inch tire, Mustang.
I said no nitrous, 28-inch tall tire.
So it's probably a turbo car or what?
It's got a factory turbo. It's not even a turbo, a supercharger from the factory.
I think I'm going to pass on that.
And it's through mufflers and everything.
Hey, I think I'm going to pass, Petro.
Damn, really looking for something soft. You want a muffler?
Hey, Eddie, what's that F-body you talking about?
It's WS6, full weight. It's got a stock cube LS motor in it with one kit.
A plate kit.
Yeah, it's got an NX plate kit on it. Yeah, full weight, dude, on a 26-inch tire. You know, power windows, power locks, all the fucking goodies. What if my car's got power windows and power locks? What am I talking about?
What man? You know what manifold's on the car or not?
It's a Victor stuff.
What manifold you got on your car? Actually, what heads you got on your car?
What heads?
You're asking way too many goddamn questions.
Kid, I don't know. Some kind of aluminum head. I don't know what they are.
You got a big Jeep head. What do you got? You got? I mean,
No. Mine's just a standard. What is it? 20? Whatever the 23 degree or whatever the hell a big box Chevrolet is. I don't know nothing about it.
I think you got one of those. You know, like when you go to court, you got those people over there with the typewriters. I think you got one of those sitting next to you right now.
No, definitely not.
The teletyper, yeah, because you were asking a lot of questions.
I'm laying down. Hey, I'm laying down listening to the show, buddy. Getting ready to go to work here in about an hour.
Hey, I tell you what. I got another car for you, too. I got a stock 302, stock Ford block, box body Mustang with a blower on it. What do you want to do with that?
Oh, fuck.
Hey, I got one for you. How about a notch Mustang with a Ford motor in it with one kit and a stick?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
And it's what?
It's a notch Mustang with a Ford motor in it with one kit, but he's shifting the bitch. It's got a stick in it.
Rowing it like a canoe.
Hey, since I don't have an off-the-trailer race with George, I'll go ahead. I'll take that race with that 302 or whatever it is.
Hey, I'll give you an off-the-trailer race, but you got to make it worth the time for me to unload my car and do my shit.
Hey,
that's going to take away from everything else.
Look, I told you guys, I don't have them deep pockets like you guys.
I ain't got no deep pockets either. I'm just a broke, fucking poor young kid with two kids and a wife that got to eat. If I gotta make a pass, they're gonna have to eat when I'm done.
Hey, picture it like this: I'm broke, got an ex-wife, and take care of my kid too, and I gotta pay her money. How about that?
Well, you.
My turn. My turn. My turn.
We ain't got enough time for your turn.
I'm just a broke old man with a kid, a granddaughter, and two grandkids.
There you go. That will make you broke.
Yep. Hey, Derek.
Hey, that stick shift Mustang, where's that guy from?
Cedar Rapids.
Oh, that's right.
He's got a 28-10-5 on it, and he's shifting it. One kid.
Well,
Derek
fucking,
I tell you what. Go ahead, Pedro.
Since you ain't got no off the trailer race, I'll run you off the trailer.
I told you I need something from you, Pedro.
Yeah. A motherfucking push bar between my car and yours so I can stay in front.
Shit. I was gonna throw the strap out and drag behind you.
I
tell you what.
Heads up
there.
Look, guys. Tell you what. You guys know how that that Batwood car. You guys know how it runs by chance? I mean, I don't want to know, but if you guys know how it runs, just to let you know, I'm kind of concerned with racing him.
Oh, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Who the fuck is Batwood?
You know who it is.
I got to take my bottle out of the car. I'm racing him on motor. Now do I have anything to worry about?
No.
I'm glad you got confidence in it.
Hey, but I tell you what. I'll make a sweet deal with you. That Mustang that we're talking about with the stick shift.
Yep.
I'll let you stage with your back tire. I tell you what, I'll make it even sweeter. I'll let you stage with your back tire and go off the trailer. But you got to do it for more than $100.
That's, hey, what is that? Isn't that called the hustle or something?
What?
Is that called the hustle or what?
No, that's called, well, you call it whatever you want to call it.
I want to know how we're 2 weeks away from this race and fucking everybody's quiet as a church mouse.
That's what I was kind of thinking. Why is there four guys talking and there's 13 people on the line or whatever?
You know what? There's 17 people on the line and quiet as a church mouse.
I'll call every one of them fuckers out.
That's what I said. I can sit here and hear. I can hear crickets in my room, man.
Any of you guys want to grab your nuts and leave your Kool-Aid at home on the 29th to bring a heart and throw a pump of blood? Throw your one up. But I can tell you this. I really think there's going to be a lot of action.
I hope so.
I mean, we managed to find action between at our local grudge type race. It's just nice. Once in a while, we got to put a bike in it.
What's the scoop? Do you guys have to have the track closed down by a certain time, or what?
No, we're done at 11.
Okay.
George.
What's up?
George.
Yeah, go ahead.
That dude Curtis from Chicago, he's trying to get on.
Hey, what's the matter? What's his problem? Oh, I see. Hold on 1 second. 1173, you're live.
Curtis, can you hear us? Curtis.
What's the last four, Pedro?
It's let me go back and look.
Is it 1173?
Yeah, I think so.
Here's Mike live.
No, his number is 2878. With a 214 area code.
That's good. We need to get some more Illinois guys on the line.
I'm not seeing that number on here, Pedro.
But that number you just said you opened sound like that was the number he just called me from, but I answered so fast.
262 area code?
He can hear us. It's the 1173.
1173, you're live. You're live, man. Who we got?
Is your phone on mute, Curtis? Because I can
hear
the roll. Yeah, that's
hello?
Where you are.
Okay, now I've been talking, but all of a sudden now you can hear me.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's got the big block on 26s?
Not a big block.
Nobody.
Oh, I thought said they had a big block on 26s they were looking to get down with.
No, it's an L. It's a stock block LS motor on 26s.
Okay, well, I got 26s. That's what I run. I don't know if anybody out there runs 26s or what. But
probably only a couple guys.
Anybody going to be there on 26s, you know, of?
Yeah, there'll be a couple guys there. Yeah.
Anybody on the radio show tonight or no?
They're probably
he was earlier. I don't see him on the line right now, but he was earlier.
If I knew there was some action up there on 26s, we might make the trip up, but I don't know that I'd want to drive 4.5 hours up there without, you know, having something set up.
What do you got?
Yeah.
I got a Mustang, stock suspension Mustang on a 26x8.5 inch slick.
Big block car?
Big block nitrous car.
Okay. I mean, you never know.
There's people coming from all over, so
hard to tell. Where that badass Eddie be at now?
I'm right here. Pedro, you know, I've been sitting here thinking and calculating. I got a new offer for you. You ready?
I ain't looking for no race. There's a man on the phone looking for one.
Okay, I'm going to him after I get done with you. Listen, I fell into a bunch of money here recently, and I feel like donating some of it. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I'm listening.
I'll give you the back tire.
I can't live with that.
What, you want me to drive your car for you, too?
I don't need no back tire. I got two back tires on my car. I don't need no more back tire.
I'll give you the back tire. How's that?
I got two back tires on there already. That car looks
all
funny
right.
With three back tires.
Hey,
on
Curtis.
There.
Curtis,
yeah.
That is a no.
Yeah.
What? The Grinch will be on 26s up there.
Yeah, we're going to get down more than likely on September 5th. When we go out of town, I mean, I'd be maybe interested in racing him, but he kind of wants Chicago to stick together and, you know, whatever.
Right.
All right,
yeah, racing up there to race each other, driving down there or over there to race each other, he'd like us. I mean, he kind of doesn't really want to race out there. So we're going to get down in Indiana on the 5th.
How many kits are on your car?
One kit.
Well, I actually just took my car off of 26.85.
What do you got?
I got a Mustang. Nice car. I sold the tires, otherwise I'd try it.
Yeah.
You got tires back on there, don't you?
Yeah, but they're 275s. They ain't 26.85s.
Hey, now this event's going to be fully prepped and everything, right?
You bet.
He's racing the car.
That track is going to be on kill.
Curtis, you need to come to this race.
They're starting on. They're gonna start at noon on Friday. Start prepping it.
And what time does the gates open? What time can we start testing?
Well, the gates. I'll be at the track 4 o'clock to open the gates up on Friday, just for camping, to set up and that stuff. And then on Saturday, the gates open at noon, and on track at 2. Right, Pedro?
Yeah.
And
I'm sure it's going to probably happen before then.
Well, I'm just saying, are we going to be able to make a test pass or whatever before the event, or how are you guys doing it?
We're going to run an hour of shakedowns before any of the shootouts start.
Okay, because... So,
if you want in a shootout, you're going to have an hour to make shakedowns. But otherwise, you can... The grudge and test lanes are going to be open all day.
Are you allowing grudge racing in between rounds of the shootout or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, all day.
I don't know that I would come out there and enter in the shootout. I mean, the 28-29 free entry deal, I ain't got nothing for that. And the streetcar shootout, I mean, how full interior does it got to be? I don't have a passenger seat in the car, so I don't know.
Put a baby seat over there.
Yeah.
I mean, I could ratchet strap a folding chair on that side or something.
Or get
a baby car seat and put over there.
Other than that, it's full interior minus a back seat and passenger seat.
Yeah, that's fine. Just set something in there for all I care.
I got a nitrous bottle in the way of the passenger seat, or else I'd honestly have that in there too. But
yeah, your setup looks just like my car. I got the same thing going on. But the only thing with that is that's a DOT tire race, so. If you're on that slick, it ain't gonna fit.
Oh, the streetcar race is a DOT race?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
So, but like I said, the grudge lanes, they're gonna be open all day long, you know. I mean, it's only gonna take so long to run around to the shootouts, you know, so the grudge lanes will be open all day long.
Curtis, I don't think you'll have any problem finding any grudge action.
Well, it says right here, I'm looking at the flyer, it says 28-10-5 non-W street tires, so any radio pretty much then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy,
I definitely can't run in any of the events. I mean, if we're going to go, I definitely would like to set something up before I drove out there, but...
Well, let me check some things here, Curtis, and see if we can get somebody.
We can find you something if you're that interested in advance.
And
I mean, what do you want to get down with? Do you care about the tire size?
I'll race any car on a 26, any car.
So you're not interested racing, let's say, a 28-10-5 slick car or anything like that?
I mean, honestly, it's a huge disadvantage with a 26 on the car.
Yeah.
So, I'd have to see the car really to make that call. If I ran a 28, I would probably run anything that sat like me on a 28. But on a 26, I don't care what, nitrous, turbo blower, I don't care what it is. it could be a gutted out race car. I'll race him as long as he's on a 26.
So
yeah, that's fair.
I got a turbo car in mind, a turbo Mustang. That's on a 28.10.5. He's actually on the page looking for somebody to race.
Okay.
I posted a video last night. His name's Mike Jones. He's looking for action.
He's got a 20. He runs a 26.
No, it's a 28 car though.
Yeah, I'll race anybody on a 20. You can, I don't care if it's a pro mod. Put a 26 on it, and I'll race you.
You race Sean Pevlar on a 26?
I'll race anybody on a 26. Anybody.
He said, Lottie Dottie, any motherfucking body.
Damn, you must be a bear.
No, I mean, I'm not coming out there with hopes and dreams of racing somebody on a 28, a car I never seen. If you sit on a 26, I mean, the tire is the equalizer. So if you sit on a 26, I'll try you.
No, I understand. I know all about that tire.
That's confidence there, boys.
Yep.
I mean, we just want to race and have a good time, that's all. But I don't want to drive 4.5 hours and not have at least one something set up, you know?
Yeah. Well,
give us time. We'll find you something.
I'm on that. I think I joined that Iowa page. I'll. I don't know if any of you guys have seen the car or not, but it's a GT Mustang gray, mineral gray. Sits on a 26. I was at COP in the fall or spring.
What's the name of your car?
Section 8.
That's it.
Are you on the event page on Facebook?
I think so.
George.
What's up?
So what happened to that bear we had on here earlier trying to lock everybody in?
I mean, I don't know who asked me about Sean Pevlar either. I mean, definitely he's a class car. I mean, when I say anybody on a 26, I would hope it's a grudge event. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to race nobody that's posting their times every day, every other day.
No, that ain't happening.
I was just tossing that at you, just to toss it at you. Just to see what you'd say.
Set him up with Speedy, George. He's on a 26.
Man, he will fuck him up. That's a stock fucking LS1 with a plate kit with a 100 jet in it. I think he wants to leave with his asshole still in his ass.
Eddie, we watch you put them 26s on your car and truck.
Yeah, I want to watch that too.
Eddie B don't have 26s. I can't get down the track on a 28. Why do you want me to go smaller?
Hey, now it's Grudge Inc. Invade Cedar Falls Motorsports Park. That's the page, right?
Yeah, right. That's it.
Okay, yeah, I'm on there.
If you go on there right now, that Mustang, I'm talking about this on the 28. It's posted on there.
This video here or something?
No, you talking about that orange car, George?
Yeah, go in the comments.
The comments of what? On that video?
Yeah, I think I posted a picture in there.
Oh, is that red one?
Orange one.
Oh, yeah, orange SN95.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a big block car, or what is that?
It's a small block Ford with a turbo on it.
Conventional heads?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know nothing about that.
I mean, typically, I'm not trying to go to a car show.
He might actually be on here. Mike Jones, if you're on, throw your one up. But I honestly don't know. All I know is it's a small block Ford with a turbo on it.
Right.
And I don't even think he's made any passes this year with it.
I mean, I don't know if there's a place. You know, you guys are from Iowa, so you might not know the car, but I'll post a picture on here of the car. If anybody looking to get down on 26, say something or whatever, we can lock something in maybe.
Yeah, there you go. Mike Jones, if you're on, throw your one up.
Fucking Mike Jones said you ain't sending them out there, goddammit.
8108, your mic's live.
It's me, George. It's Mike. What's up?
Mike who?
Mike Jones. What's going on, George?
What's up? Will you give this guy something to make a race right on a 26?
Oh. About it.
I'm trying to find a picture of my car to post on there so you can at least see what. I mean, not that it matters, but at least you can put a car with the name.
Yeah, sure.
Are you on the computer, George?
Oh, yeah, you're on here? That's to do with the LS1 right there.
Yeah, I've been cleaning briskets and shit.
Yeah, I'm on the computer. Why?
Check your messages. I've been doing recon this whole time.
That's funny. Yeah, we got you. Yeah, that car you got, Curtis, that looks like a bad motherfucker.
Man, it looks stock, don't it?
Fuck no, that thing looks like it's ready to eat you alive. That right there, that's what I call a gangster.
You know what? I can't find a... Let me see. I'll put a fucking video on there. Because I know I got a video.
So, Pedro.
Yeah.
What's about to happen with me and Rick here in a couple weeks?
I don't know, man. What you want to happen?
Well, fuck, we've been talking about it for 8 months.
Yeah, but... Y'all sit just alike and you want a spot.
I just need a back tire, it ain't much.
You just bought 2 new ones from George, didn't you?
Yeah, and they're half the size of Rick's.
Oh, well, you should have got some bigger ones, didn't you? I got some 12s I got at the shop. You want them?
I can't even fit them.
Oh. So why you want another back tire?
I need the back tire. I don't need another.
Oh, ain't none of that happening.
So what do you want to do?
Huh?
So what do you want to do?
I'll run your head up.
You or Rick?
Oh, I thought you asked me what I wanted to do.
No.
Oh, I was just trying to clarify that.
No. I figured you could lock him in.
Yeah, the race, right?
He locked him in once already, and they got scared and left the track like a bunch of
you're lying, motherfucker.
No.
And you bitches don't even want to talk
man,
about
it. The last time
Rick's car wasn't even at the track.
Who?
I didn't even have my number one plug out, and you guys were on the trailer going home.
And it's good. It was good for you. We did.
Right.
The last time we shut that car down, and you fucking went straight and got your moonshine out, and didn't even want nothing to do with it.
I was drinking the whole day, so I wasn't driving.
I want to race Black Ice heads up to the 8 for 300.
That sounds like a plan.
Oh, you're fucking crazy.
We gonna do that?
Black Ice?
Ain't Rick on here, George?
I don't know. What's his last four?
Let me see. What's Rick's last four? Eight,
6 1 6. Yeah, hold on. I'll send him live. Rick Moss,
there's a dude on there with some tires like yours. What are you looking for here, brother Rick?
Rick, you're live, buddy.
Rick.
Rick. Sound like he's got Wheel of Fortune on.
He's like his deputy.
Hey, Pedro.
Huh?
You want to give that old Malibu something on a small tire?
Do who want to give what Malibu? Who got a Malibu on a small
tire? I said, do you want to give my Malibu something on a small tire?
You going to put a small tire on it?
I might do that for you.
Yeah, I'm always going to give you something. Up here, they call it the other lane.
Well, I mean, I know what I need on a big tire, so I'm thinking I can get a little more on a small tire.
You might find out that motherfucker. George, mute that mic. George.
What?
All right. You might find out you're faster on a small tire.
All right, I posted a picture.
Are you talking to me?
I was telling you to mute that mic with all that noise.
Yeah, all I hear is like Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy or some shit.
Yeah, mute Rick's mic.
Rick. Hold on.
That motherfucker done went to sleep.
Rick got so scared he turned the TV up and put his phone down.
Man, I might mute his mic.
What's this? Since Rick didn't get on and his phone was on, I tell you what, I will lock you in with 50. I lock you in with Kevin's car.
No.
What are you giving it?
Huh?
Me and Rick and that fourth gen are going down the track. And you know it. We got to.
Okay, well, we can't get that race locked. Let's talk about one we can get locked.
Why can't you? You think he wants the back tire. He just said he'll lock him in head up to the ace.
And that's what you said all winter. That's what you wanted over and over.
Now he's going to give it to you. And when he's done, he might fucking put his Peter up your back. Crickets.
Well, Pedro's about to turn his TV up, too.
We don't want to hear what he's watching.
Oh, fuck. I don't even want to know. You ought to see some of the shit he told me before.
Pedro, I'm trying to give you some money here. What do you want to do with that Malibu on some small tires?
Hey, man, I'm not spotting no motherfucker. I had a dog named Spot, and that motherfucker ran away. If you can find him, you can have it. If you can't find him, roll your motherfucker sleeves up and go for what you know, because that's what I'm going to do.
I can't believe the only race I have found is a Mustang with a Whipple burger or whatever the hell's on it.
I gave you a heads-up race with that Chevelle on big tires, motor to motor.
You got it.
And that dude ain't even a grudge racer. He a straight-up bracket racer. And
well,
he might be mad that I'm locking his car in, but for that little piece of money, I'll lock it in. And he'll
we just lock. What are we doing, 100?
I'd like to see at least 250.
Oh, yeah, you're real confident. I told you, I got shallow pockets, Pedro. I ain't got them deep pockets like you guys.
Hey, man, I ain't even got a motherfucking 40-hour-a-week job, so I know you're doing better than me.
You don't need a 40-hour-a-week job with all this hustle.
Yeah, you're right. I need a motherfucker to let me work 80 hours.
He's got it for 100 if you want it.
150.
Nope.
Man, well, hell, we'll try you for the 100, I guess.
And it's going to be really embarrassing when I lose to Batwood and then I'm racing a car even faster than him.
Well, I really would like to race you before you race Batwood.
Oh, no.
I bet you would, huh?
Man, I'm giving you a straight-up fair race. Y'all cars fit just alike. I've seen your car because, you know, me and you had talked about doing some things. So you showed me all the pictures. So I know you sit identical to this car.
I know. That's where I make mistakes.
And I tell you something else. If you get here and look at the car and don't like the race, then you ain't got a race.
We're locked in for 100. I don't even need to see the car. It's fine.
All right, cool. Now, if you're just going to get this shit away $100 at a time, it's not what you want to do with the black Camaro.
I don't know anything about a black Camaro.
I got a black 68 Camaro.
Oh, yeah? I told you I don't like first gens.
Well, you should really want to kick this one's ass since you don't like them.
Huh?
You should really want to jump on this one since you don't like them.
I'm scared of them.
I need to trade my El Camino for one, so everybody quit picking on me.
I'd like to have that old El Camino.
After the 29th, it's going to be on the market. A guy from Texas is supposed to be coming to pick it up.
It'd be a good car for somebody.
Yep.
I guess somebody that'll race it anyway.
Yeah, I'm getting a bass boat. I got a lot of night crawlers in my backyard.
I'm
going to
call
fishing.
You. Now, after the 29th, you're changing your name. I'm going to call you Bill Dance.
I've seen bass boats the same colors as that car.
I can get a. I don't care if it ain't got no paint on it. I just want to go fishing. You might as well run me heads up. Shit.
I'm scared of that.
Man, only if you knew.
Hey, tell Eddie I'll try him with the back tire and the move.
You're fucking cool. Oh, you want him to drive your shit too?
Fucking
Eddie
fast.
B still, is Eddie B still on here?
Nah, he dropped. He went to bed. It's past his bedtime.
Oh.
Come on, George. You know better.
But I'll negotiate for him. It's probably better that way.
Here's the thing.
It's a lot better.
I'm pretty sure you guys know what my car runs.
I don't
shit,
have
I ain't never.
I wouldn't know
I ain't
you
never seen a video
you
of your car.
Petro, when we were doing our thing, I'm pretty sure I told you a few times what it ran.
If you did, I wouldn't tell nobody because you said you was grudge racing, and I honestly don't even remember. To be told if some motherfucker walked up to me right now and offered me $1 million to come within two-tenths of what your car run, I'd lose that money.
And I don't, how would I know? I don't even know nothing about your car. Other than it was plastic dipped and I thought it looks cool.
It's been around. There were some guys from Cedar Rapids down at Eddyville Raceway one night.
How fast do it go?
hopefully just a little faster than that Chevelle.
Okay. That's a good answer.
So, what's your deal? Why you got such a hard-on with that Mustang?
Who?
You.
What Mustang?
Yeah, like you're trying to get, well, you were trying to get the business coupe, and then you want to get Eddie B to give you everything. And
I'm not asking for everything. I'm just asking for a fair race.
Okay, I'll give you the back tire. How about that?
What, with and the business coupe?
Yeah, and there ain't no reason I should be giving you a back tire. You should be giving
I'm getting the back tire. Hey, I'm getting the back tire with the business coupe?
Yep.
You got it for $100.
But we ain't going off the trailer, though.
Oh, come on.
I got to do it. I got to do it. I got to do
that's
it.
That's one of my advantages against you guys. I'm hoping my big tires work.
Well, what the hell you going to do? Make a pass and come back and every motherfucker you race you talking about off the trailer.
No, not everybody.
You're going to race us in that Chevelle and then go put it on the trailer and then come back off?
No, that Chevelle, and I can get it whenever he wants. That Batwood Mustang, I don't care if we're the last race of the night, I'm going to crack him anyway.
Okay, well, you and that Chevelle off the trailer.
If George don't want to do something off the trailer.
George ain't going to race off the trailer.
Then that Chevelle and I's off the trailer.
What I'm saying is I'm not going to have time to go off the trailer. If my car makes the pass, it's going to be after 9 o'clock.
Well, hey, George, I'll just tell you this. We'll see what happens after 9 o'clock then.
That's fine. But it's got to be for more than $100.
What's that?
It's got to be for more than $100, though.
Well, we'll talk.
He'll be done beat all us out of all our money, so you'll have more than $100.
Yeah. You just go ahead and race all those guys and take all their money and come talk to me at the end of the night.
Hey, if it all works out good like that, I'll be happier than hell to leave her busted even.
Hey, Derek, it used to be some guys from down there used to come up here with a Malibu on a small tire.
Pedro, I'm not sure, man. This Malibu here that I bought, it was actually built. It was built about 20 years ago here in town. A guy built it in his garage, and it's always been a big tire car.
These dudes, they drove this Malibu up here because they tore it up at the track one evening, and we helped them fix it.
Just two times back.
Real nice dudes.
Where were they from?
Quincy.
Man, I'm not sure.
It was gold or brown or something, I think. Maybe white.
Hey, girl, I'm not sure. I've never even been to your guys' track. There's a few guys right across the river from me over Missouri. They've been up there to Cedar Falls quite a bit.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't know.
I left a bunch of flyers down in Hannibal.
That's a pretty good place to put them. There's quite a few cars down there.
You know that where that it used to be a Hardee's, I think, right there. Then there was a truck stop right across the street.
Yeah. There still is a Hardee's there, I think.
Yep.
I got one of my buddies on the line right now too. He's not going to chime in. His car's broke down right now, but he's just on the line listening. He actually lives down there in Hannibal, but he's out in Pennsylvania right now doing some stuff.
Okay.
Derek.
Yeah.
If you want to off the trailer race so bad, why don't you take that stick shift car I offered you?
Man, I don't know.
That's a small tire street car stick shift, small block Ford. So you're
that's a stock
tire,
block?
Big block. It's
yeah,
a small block Ford, 28-10-5
tires. Here's one thing I'm concerned with, honestly. It's going to work both ways. Fatwood beats me. I'm the laughing stock of the joint. I beat him. I'm still the laughing stock of the joint.
What are you talking about? Is that an insult to him or what?
No, I'm just saying in general. That's the whole thing down here now is the big tire thing. Honestly, that's why I'm gonna start doing a little testing on small tires because I'm tired of hearing about the big tire steamroller bullshit.
Okay, well what I'm saying is you want an off the trailer race, I'll give you one. You got a big block on nitrous and a big tire. I'm gonna give you a small block on nitrous and a small tire and a stick shift to boot. off the trail. I mean, it don't get any better than that.
I guess I'll tell you what, if that's not going to interfere with the whole Chevelle thing, I'll do that for 100.
Oh, make it 150 or 200 bucks. Come on, man. We got to talk about the
club. Listen, I told you all I got hundreds. Listen to you.
Yeah, well, bring two of them.
Hey, you're talking about covering the cost of nitrous. I'm talking about covering the cost of gas just driving up there.
Well, if you're real nice, you might get a gas card.
Yeah, we're going to give some free gas cards out.
I hear you.
We're going to raffle some off.
Well, I mean, that don't get any better. That sounds like an advantage to you, let alone what you're asking for.
I know. Here's the thing. It sounds too good to be true.
I'm telling you, it ain't too good to be true. It is a street car. And he's rowing it. He's rowing gears with it.
I don't know, man.
Hold on. I'll get you a picture of it. Hold on. Just give me a few seconds here. I'll send one over.
True Nation?
What's that?
I'm not on the computer. I'm on my phone, though.
That's fine. You can get to it later.
Put a post up on that Grudge page, and then I'll just look at it later on or something.
Okay, hold on. All right,
I can't believe there ain't nobody else chiming in on these conversations.
Yeah, I had a couple fellas I was hoping would get on here today and lock in. I think one scared and the other one glad of it.
Well, boys, I suppose you got anything else you want to say, Pedro?
No. Can't get Derek to turn me loose with that El Camino on them little tires.
I told you I can take a little bit of something and I'll try it.
You going the wrong way with the spot, brother. You trying to get a spot.
Yeah.
I need a spot.
Hey, I seen that video of your car. Come on, man.
You ain't seen that motherfucker.
That big old mountain. Hey, that mountain motor, and I guarantee you're whacking that thing with a jet.
I'm taking the jets out. Right.
What's that?
Ain't gonna be no jets in it.
Here's the thing. How about you put the same jet in I got in, and we'll race heads up.
What
I'll do that
this
with.
What jet you got?
How about you just put the same jet in I got in, and we'll race heads up.
I can't put that motherfucker in there if you don't tell me what size it is.
Well, I can't tell you what size it is. I'll show you when I get there, and I'll even bring jets for you.
Can you give me an idea?
Nope.
That's a stupid-ass move.
I can tell you.
What's that, George?
I said that's a stupid-ass move from a tuning standpoint, unless you got tune-up for that.
Hey, George.
I bet you his jet's bigger than the ones in my car, George.
George, this jet's so little you don't need a tune for it. You better turn your fuel pressure down.
If it's bigger than a 22, you're bigger than me already. I bet you any amount of money that's what's in mine.
I guess it doesn't always matter what that little number on the side of the jet says.
You can bring your pin gauge.
What's that?
I said you can bring your pin gauges.
I
All right, boys. Well, should we call her a day?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I wish we'd have had some more callers.
Yeah, we'd have somebody next week.
We had a lot, actually, but there wasn't not too many wanting to put their hands up. There's a lot of bush trimmers.
You going to do another show, George, or not?
Next week we will, yeah. For a week before, we'll do it.
That'll be good. It'll be a few days before the event.
All right.
Hey, George.
Hey.
George, before you hang
up.
Yeah. I hate Eddie B got off. What you think Eddie B could do with that? You think we could get Eddie B to do something with that dude if he'll try 28-inch tire?
Who?
That dude that was from Chicago with the Section 8 car.
Oh, with the 26s?
No, I don't want to do it.
How come?
You can go talk to him about it, but I don't want to do it.
Oh.
Hey, that cat's confident, man.
Well, you got to remember something. I just come off that tire. I know everything. I know everything he speaks of with that. So, and I know what their limitations are and what you can do with bigger.
All righty then. I'm through with it.
All right, fellas.
All right. We'll catch you boys later.
Sounds good, buddy.
Peace out.
See you.